Broadcasting live this morning from Hillsdale, Michigan. This is the Steve Gruber Show. This is Thursday, February 21st, 2019. Scott Bertram in for Steve. And here are three big things you need to know. Number three, justice officials are preparing for the end of special counsel Robert Mueller's nearly two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. They believe a confidential report could be issued in the coming days. I don't believe it's going to stay confidential, and B, I don't believe it's going to end the debate. Do you? Two, Nike taking a beating this morning after a star Duke basketball player had a shoe explode on the court last night. Zion Williamson, the odds-on number one pick in the upcoming NBA draft, suffered a knee injury after blowing out a shoe in the opening minutes of last night's game against North Carolina. Again, testing the philosophy that all any publicity is good publicity. And on top, Jussie Smollett, from victim to accused criminal. He has now been charged with disorderly conduct, a felony, after allegedly filing a false police report about an alleged racially fueled attack in Chicago. Negotiations underway to have Smollett turn himself in. And don't forget about potential federal charges as well. That was sent. A threatening letter that was sent. Do we know where it came from or who sent it? Federal investigation continues, and there could be more to come. Jussie Smollett in just a moment, but good morning to you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show. I have filled in before. You might recognize the voice. If you don't know who I am, well, I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, where I also teach in the journalism department and instruct and lead this fine group of students who take part in our student radio station here at Hillsdale. I also host a podcast for a national review called Political Beats. And a little bit later, I'll tell you about something new that I'm involved with that also involves the college, another piece of audio. But we'll talk about that in a bit. Coming up on the show today, Noah Rothman here in hour number one. His new book is called Unjust. Jeff Ferry, research director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Then in hour two, Jason Johnson, who's the president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. Tim Wahlberg, the congressman from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. And in hour three, Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas and Alexandra DeSantis of National Review. Jussie Smollett now has been charged in Chicago with a felony 3 weeks after the alleged attack. Well, I guess, you know, they did try to beat him up, right? Isn't that what we think or what we know, at least, that they did try to, at least, you know, there was a fake attack. There was a setup attack. Anyway, it was not what Smollett said it was. And anyone paying attention who was not anyone who was paying attention was not a fool. Knew this, or at least had deep suspicions about this from the very start. Nothing lined up. How about at the very start, who is walking around downtown Chicago at 2 in the morning with a bottle of bleach and a rope when the temperature is 22 degrees below zero, looking for someone to attack? Makes no sense. Smollett gets back to the apartment with his Subway sandwich and his cell phone, not stolen. Waits 40 minutes to report something to police. The story gets worse and worse the more you dig into it, as I'm sure Steve has been doing here on the program, and you perhaps have been too. That disastrous Good Morning America interview. And credit to the Chicago Police Department for waiting until Smollett made a fool of himself on Good Morning America to then sort of come out and say, or at least to, you know, leak to reporters, you know, we're not sure this is how this thing went at all. We've got these brothers. We're going to do a search. Just after Smollett went on and you know, was tearfully telling Robin Roberts, who would make this thing up? Who would make it? Who would send a letter? Who would do that? Well, apparently Jussie Smollett would do that. Disorderly conduct is the charge. It's a felony. And he could face anywhere from probation to 3 years in prison if convicted on those charges. Now, recall in the weeks previous, Smollett, of course, was upright and straightforward, saying, "Look, I'm the victim here. This happened. How dare you question me? What is this?" Well, now we have a statement from his lawyer. Quote, "Like any other citizen, Mr. Smollett enjoys the presumption of innocence, particularly when there has been an investigation like this one where information has reportedly been leaked. Given these circumstances, we intend to conduct a thorough investigation to mount an aggressive defense." Yeah, yeah. While Chicago police launched that hate crime investigation, authorities said, of course, recently there was a question as to whether or not Smollett actually paid two brothers he knew to stage that attack on January 29th. The brothers appeared before a grand jury earlier on Wednesday. Their attorney, Gloria Schmidt, saying, quote, "There was a point where the story needed to be told. They manned up and they said, you know what? We're going to correct this." Police spokesman said detectives will make contact with Smollett's legal team to negotiate a reasonable surrender for his arrest. Bond hearing is scheduled for sometime this afternoon. Now, the investigation is not over. You have a federal investigation pending. A week before the alleged attack, Smollett told police he received a threatening letter at work. Witnesses told police a postal worker dropped off the letter at the Chicago studio where Empire is filmed. Postmarked in southwest suburban Bedford Park in near Chicago on January 18th, the letters MAGA were written in the upper left corner of the envelope. Federal authorities still looking into the origin of the letter, the status of the investigation not known on Wednesday. This is a federal investigation. You don't mess with the U.S. Postal Service. You don't mail threats. And at this point, it seems there are two potential outcomes for what that letter was. Either it was a real letter, and perhaps that spurred Smollett into this idea that, the letter's here, we could stage an attack and have it all kind of meet together and tie it together with a nice bow. Or what appears to be more likely, based on the evidence list that the police took from the apartment of the brothers, that either Smollett or the brothers under Smollett's command wrote that letter. A letter, you know, like you see in the movies, it was cut out of magazines, the letters cut out of magazines and then pasted together to create words. And officials reportedly took magazines and a book of stamps from the apartment where the brothers lived. So it appears that could have been a Smollett creation as well. And this joke's been made 1,000 times on Twitter, but man, you know, as an actor, I can't tell you because I don't watch Empire, but as a writer, man, a lot of plot holes for Jussie Smollett. That's what happens when actors try to get into directing and writing. It does not go well. Representatives for the Fox Network, which produces and airs Empire, reiterated support for Smollett on Wednesday while denying media reports his role on the show is being reduced or eliminated altogether. Quote, "Jussie Smollett continues to be a consummate professional on set, and as we have previously stated, he is not being written out of the show," the statement from Fox read. Although they might want to begin to figure out how you get cameras inside of a prison, or at least a jail, right? If Smollett is convicted and has to face some jail time. This, we only have a few seconds here, but we'll perhaps get back into it later on in the program. But man, I'm sure you guys have followed the media attention this received as well. From the start, all the Democratic presidential candidates calling it a modern-day lynching and just a reflection on Trump's America and how bad and how evil we are. And it's part of a narrative and how America is now bad. Can't handle people like Jussie Smollett. And they're all very quiet now, aren't they? Not a lot of apologies out there. Not a lot of I'm sorries out there. More on this later. Jussie Smollett, though charged, felony, disorderly conduct. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.